Good morning, boys and girls. It's so good to see you. How many of you have something like this at home, but it's probably bigger? Does anybody? There you go. Well, I'm going to have you guys help me decorate this Christmas tree this morning. But first, yes, good, somebody's excited about it. But first, we're going to talk about the importance of it, okay? So the first thing that I see when I look at this Christmas tree is the middle of it. And that reminds me of something that's made of wood. And that's the cross. The cross that Jesus died for us to save us for our sins. So that's one thing we can think of when we see a Christmas tree. The other thing about this Christmas tree is it's called an evergreen. And that makes me think of us having eternal life, right? John 3:16, if anybody knows John 3:16, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And everlasting life is a way of saying eternal life. Now, the other thing that's on this Christmas tree is lights. And when we see the lights, the white lights remind us of who? Jesus. The white lights remind us of Jesus. And this Christmas tree also has colored lights. And the colored lights remind us of that we're all different. There's all different people all over the world, but that we can also be lights for Jesus. And John 8:12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Remember, that was the white lights. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And Matthew 5:14 says, you, meaning all of us, are also lights of the world. All right, I need somebody who can, maybe you'll need some help, and I have some helpers who, all right, come on up. Can you put the angel on the top of the tree? Can you reach out? You might need some help. That's why I prepared for some helpers. Perfect. Yeah, that, there we go. When we see the angel, we think of the angels who told Mary, right, that baby Jesus was coming. And the angel also told the shepherds that baby Jesus was born. All right, we have another important thing to go on the tree. And who else could be somebody? You want to do it? You want to put the star on? All right, we're going to put a star on our tree. And the star, if you remember, the star is what guided the shepherds and the three wise men to baby Jesus. That was something that God the Father put in the sky so they knew where to find baby Jesus. Now, another thing that we have that we always used to put under our Christmas tree when my boys were your age. You want to put this? Can you just put him in the front under the tree? And that's our lamb. And with our lamb, we're reminded that Jesus is the perfect lamb of God and the perfect sacrifice for the sins of all men. So our lamb always stays under our tree through the Christmas season. In John 1:29, the day after John baptized Jesus, when he saw Jesus walking towards him, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So Jesus is like the Lamb. Okay, now I'm really going to need some help from our helpers because we're going to put some ornaments on the tree. So a lot of you can come up and put some ornaments on the tree. They might be kind of hard to put on, but while you're putting them on, I'm going to tell you about the ornaments. There we go. Yep, come around. They'll help you with some ornaments. There you go. So, do you know that in the dictionary, an ornament ornament, but that we can also be like ornaments when we live a Christ-like life. So they're very important. When you go home and look at the ornaments on your tree, think about how you can be, how you can represent being like an ornament. All right. In Ephesians, we're told to be imitators of God and to walk in love as Christ has loved us and given himself for us. So when we imitate Christ, we're like ornaments. All right, the other thing that we're going to put under our tree is a gift. Who would like to put the gift under the tree? What, did you get a chance already? Let's give him a chance. Shall we do that? That would be good. Okay, careful. There we go. And our gift under the tree reminds us that, thank you, Jesus is the perfect gift for us. In Ephesians, we're told that by grace you've been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So we are saved because of the gift that God gives us. Now, the last thing I'm going to hand out, and you have to be sitting down and ready, and I'm going to have my helpers hand it out for me, is a candy cane. And they're not to eat. You need to, I want you to look closely at the candy cane. I'm going to tell you about it. We don't know for sure where the candy cane came from, but I'm going to tell you my favorite story about the candy cane. A long time ago, yeah, I do. In England, celebrations of Christmas were banned. And they were banned because they were too showy and anti-religious. And a candy maker wanted to make a candy that would be a witness to his friend. So he had a white piece of candy, and that was to symbolize the sinless nature of Jesus. And the hard part of the candy, yeah, you guys, this is going to be an ornament for your Christmas tree. So if you can keep it, let's see if you can keep it and take it home for your Christmas tree. But let me look at your candy while we're talking about it. The hard part is to represent the firmness of the promises of God. The J, can somebody show me the J in the candy cane? Very good. The J represented Jesus, and it also represented a staff. Can you show me a staff? Like if you were a staff and you were a shepherd and you needed to get your sheep. There you go. Now, this is a really important part. There were also three thin stripes on the candy cane. Can you find the three thin stripes? And the candy maker, there you go. The candy maker made that to represent God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he also put one thick red stripe on it to represent the blood of Jesus. So you're welcome to take the candy cane back to your seat, and hopefully you can take it back and put it on your tree at home, and you can remember how much Jesus loves you. Don't forget to pick up the plates when you're done. And parents, I want to remind you that in the bulletin, next Sabbath at 9:30, there's going to be another children's story. And so we'd love to have the children come and join the adults. It will go from 9:30 to 9:45, then they can go to their regular Sabbath schools.